Could you please elaborate on rules for putting one's hands in Anjali when speaking to a monk at a Bayagiri? Should the hands be held throughout a conversation, or does it depend on what is being spoken about? Is there something other than respect that one should be holding in one's heart? Abject fear? And what about bowing? It's a weakness in my practice that I would like to improve. It's just, you know, putting the hands in Anjali, even if you don't put your hands in Anjali at all, it's more like seeing how the spirit moves, seeing how the heart moves. It's not like, you could, like when you talk to a senior monk or something, or any monk, you could just, when you start talking, you can put your hands in Anjali and then put them down, or if you're really feeling it, you could keep your hands up, you know, the whole time. And it's not like, I'm going to stop talking to them because they should have their hands in Anjali when I'm talking to them. And it's really just based on the feeling. There's no rule around it. It's an etiquette in Thailand, in Thai Buddhism. This is something that comes up. Bowing is also based on, we have a, for the monastics, we bow when we come in the hall or when we leave the hall, and it's more like an establishment of mindfulness when we bow. It's not like, you should have a certain level of respect for Buddha Dhamma Sangha, so everyone's at, just going to be at where they're at. We can't force ourselves to have faith or force ourselves to throw ourselves on the ground out of absolute faith in the Buddha or in the monks. But it's more just, when we bow, we come to meditate and we bow, and it's a cultivation of mindfulness, and we're setting an intention to do a certain activity, in this case, meditation. When we say get up in the morning, first thing we do, get up, bow to our shrine in the kuti, and then go about our morning, and before we come down, bow before we leave. So it's making every activity very deliberate, and it's like a reestablishing of mindfulness before each activity.